Swannies will take on the Hawks this weekend. We really look forward to it. It's MCG, 7:40pm bounce on Saturday. And they've equaled the record. They're going for the all-time record, consecutive wins. That would make it 13. Craig Baird, will play a big role. G'day, Craig.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. It's been fun watching you guys.
Yeah, thanks for that. The boys have been going well, and hopefully we can finish the year off strongly.
Yeah. Is this record-winning streak, does the player group talk about it, Craig?
No, we haven't really spoken about it too much. We can't afford to get too far ahead of ourselves, so we've concentrated on week to week, and the streak is nice, but we just focus on each game as they come.
Yeah, I mean, you keep it simple. Every sport does that, Craig, but it's winning breeds winning, doesn't it? You just keep, you get on a roll, and you just know how to win.
Yeah, it does. It gives you confidence, definitely, especially when you can grind out those wins, when sometimes you're not playing so well and you still get the win. It does give you confidence, so we've taken that over the last few weeks and hopefully we'll keep it going.
All right. You've already had one grand final victory, Craig, yourself. It'd be nice to get another one.
Yeah, definitely. Great experience playing in the grand final a few years ago, and one of the highlights of my career, and would love to be able to do that again this year. So hopefully we can keep things going towards the end of the year and make another appearance.
Now, mate, you're in that midfield. When you have a look at all those massive targets that you now have up front, who do you decide to give the ball to? What's your preference?
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have. Yeah, definitely it's good having those targets up there with Bard, Tippo and Reedy. But, yeah, it's good. Coming through the midfield, lots of different targets, and makes it hard for the opposition.
Tip it back?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think we have to get through training today. So we'll see how a couple of those boys go and see if they can get up this weekend. Hopefully, yeah.
And, Craig, the style of footy you guys play versus what the Hawks are doing, do you have to change much?
Not particularly. We know Hawks are on a quality side, and our pressure's going to have to be good again, which is something we pride ourselves on. So we have to get our work rate up and our pressure and really stop their ball use throughout the ground.
Yeah, mate, when you get to Melbourne, I imagine this is just going to be massive. Buddy Franklin back at the MCG against Hawthorn for the first time. He's played them up here. You know, many people are saying this is a preview to the grand final. It's a big, big game, Craig.
Yeah, it is. It's an important game for us, and it's pretty tight there at the top of the table. So every game is important this time of year. And we know the Hawks are such a quality side, and we're going to have to be playing well this week to get over them.
Yeah, Buddy will cop it, there's no doubt, but yeah, he'll handle that.
Yeah, I think he will. He's played in big games before, and I think he thrives in the big games, so I think he's looking forward to it. And a lot of players in our team are playing against their former teams, so it's something we'll just deal with.
All right. And did you learn much from the game in Round 8, mate, when you played the Hawks?
Yeah, we did. We've played Hawthorn quite a bit the last few years, they've changed a little bit since then. They've got a few different players back, but they're still such a quality side, and they still play the same sort of style, so we'll take something out of that game.
Good on you, Craig. Thanks for your time, mate. Play well.
No worries. Thanks.